This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Vail Resorts is requiring proof of a COVID-19 vaccination to eat at On Mountain cafeterias this winter, but the operator of Breckenridge, Keystone, Vail, and Beaver Creek, among other ski areas, will no longer require face masks while in lines or on lifts and gondolas unless mandated by public health authorities. The resort operator announced the winter restrictions in an email to Epic Pass holders today. All indoor settings at Vail Resorts will require face coverings until further notice. Colorado Springs is looking for a good location for a potential train station, KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
A new railroad station might serve two proposed services, including a Front Range rail line between Fort Collins and Pueblo. It could also be the terminal for a Southwest Chief through car, connecting to Amtrak's long-distance route that already runs through southern Colorado. The Gazette reports a grant-funded study of possible depot sites comes prior to asking voters for a sales tax increase to support Front Range Rail. Representatives from a special district formed earlier this year will meet in the spring to consider putting the tax increase on the ballot. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
The state's Republican leaders have rejected a bid that would prevent most voters from helping choose the party's nominees. The proposal would have let the GOP opt out of primary elections and instead choose their candidates for federal offices, governor, and other posts through a caucus. That would have meant just a few thousand people could participate versus potentially millions of voters in a primary. You're listening to CPR News.